Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
That was raised by the defense. It is being sustained. You are to disregard any testimony that has taken place by this witness concerning the issues of any statements or any conversation he had with Wendy Adelson about her children's memories. You are not to consider this as a part of the evidence in this case. You may continue with your examination.
Thank you, Judge. Around this same time frame, I guess we're talking about maybe March of 14, somewhere in there, did Wendy Adelson, actually strike that. I'm gonna move on to the coffee shop meeting. You familiar with that?
The June 4th coffee shop?
Yes, sir, June 4th, 2014. Did you have plans prior to that meeting to travel with Wendy Adelson over the time frame in which Dan Markell was ultimately killed?
Yeah, that's right. And on June 4th, I had planned to see Wendy and the kids at her house that night. Middle of the day, she called me to sort of an impromptu meeting at Red Eye over on Thomasville, and she abruptly canceled our trip for reasons that didn't make much sense.
When was the trip scheduled to happen?
The 11th to the 17th.
All right, so you would have returned home actually the day before the murder
occurred.
Correct. Okay, and did she express concern about not being home in time to pick up the children?
Yeah, the reason she canceled the trip was I'm worried we're going to get
an objection to hearsay?
Sustained, unless there is an exception. It's happening.
Goes to motive, Judge.
Overruled.
I don't care if they go on a trip or not. All right, sir, so the reason for not going on the trip?
The reason for not going on the trip was, well, it was tied up on a couple of things. First of all the stuff going on with Danny was a constant refrain. But given the stuff going on with Danny, she was concerned that she might not be back in time, even though our flight was to land the day before. And it wasn't so odd to me. It wasn't winter. We're going through it. It's like L.A. to Atlanta to Tallahassee, leaving in the morning. I didn't see any real reason why that would be a problem.
She would have needed to pick up the kids on July 18th, right?
Yes. She knew that then. Their schedules were planned out for like months.
Okay. So you would have returned on the 17th, and she would have been picking up her children from preschool on the 18th.
Yeah, I think 5 p.m. on the 18th, which is why, I mean, I didn't object. I just said, okay. I didn't make a thing out of it, but it didn't make any sense.
Okay. And that, just for clarification, that conversation occurred on June 4th.
It did.
Okay. When was the next time you saw her after that coffee shop meeting?
Yeah, so that was mid-afternoon. And in the evening, I had plans to go see her and spend time with her and the kids. And then she had contacted me that she wasn't feeling well and I should, like, rush over there, essentially. She had a stomach problem. So I got there as quickly as I could.
All right, so did you go to her residence that evening?
I did.
And what happened when you got there?
Well, on the way there, I remember contacting her and asking her, do you want me to stop and get some stomach medicine or something like that, and didn't. I believe she told me not to. Once I got there, she hemmed and hawed a little bit, and then eventually I left because she was a complete anxious wreck. She didn't have the flu. She didn't have food poisoning. She was just a nervous, anxious wreck, and it was affecting her stomach. So after a little while, I drove to a nearby convenience store to go get her Pepto-Bismol, which I recall because I have a credit card receipt from this random convenience store a few miles from her house.
All right, so she was a nervous wreck that night, and did she tell you what the problem was or not?
No, there's no discernible I couldn't figure it out. She didn't tell me.
That's... Okay. All right. Was there a time when you were over at Ms. Adelson's residence and you observed that her TV was broken?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that. When did that occur?
That would have been around the week of June 11th to 18th, somewhere in that time period. I went over Wendy's to spend time with her and the kids, and she asked me to take a look at the television. I turned it on. She said there was a problem with the TV. So I turned it on expecting to see like input one flashing, or you know, the kids pushed the wrong button or whatever. And what I'm looking at when I turn it on is a screen that's been partially shattered, that's been struck by an object. So she had a broken TV.
All right, and did she tell you what happened to the TV, how it got into that?
No, she kind of asked me to look into the TV as if, you know, she didn't know. I looked around. It's impossible to me that the kids would have done it, but I didn't know about, you know, better explanation at the time. So I was kind of mystified as to what happened. I mean, it looked like a human being stood, you know, between 5'5" and 6', something like that. It stood in front of it and hit it. That's what it looked like. But she was asking me.
Okay, so it was like an impact mark, like a round impact with spider webs.
Exactly, and then the image, the pixels are distorted. Most people have probably seen this, so it's, and it wasn't completely shattered. You could sort of see what was going on the television, but it's not a TV anybody would normally watch.
Okay. All right, so let's move away from the TV for now. Was there a date that you had with Wendy Adelson on, gosh, have I gone backwards in time here? It was the day before her birthday. What was the date of that?
We were scheduled to have a date. The day before her birthday is April 21st. We were scheduled to have kind of a special date night that night. Wendy didn't answer her phone, didn't answer texts. And I got so concerned about her a few hours after the date was supposed to have started, I just drove over there to check on her, knocked on the door for a while. She finally came to the door, appeared to be intoxicated, and not just on alcohol. I mean, bleary-eyed. I'm not sure what substances, but it wasn't good. She wanted me to stay, and I was annoyed enough that I actually just left. I didn't stay the night. So.
Okay, so I kind of got our timeline out of her, but some erratic behavior from her on April 21st and then again on June 4th.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to approach and show you a text message that was sent on June 28th of 2014. And I've marked it as States Exhibit 141. You ever had a chance to review this text message before?
Yeah, you showed this to me last week.
All right, and this message had never been shown to you before last week, right?
Right.
And it's been testified that this was from Wendy Adelson to her brother, Rob Adelson, but it concerns you.
Yes.
Is there anything factually incorrect in what Wendy Adelson is stating in that text message?
Well, she says, I haven't told Mom and Dad about me. I met them multiple times. It's impossible that they didn't know we were dating. For example, I was aware that Donna wasn't thrilled that I wasn't Jewish, you know. So there was, that doesn't add it. This doesn't make sense to me in terms of like seeing me for 6 or 7 months.
And in that text message, she's saying, you know, that you're a secret boyfriend from the parents. Were you a secret boyfriend from the parents at that time?
It's impossible. No, I don't think so.
In fact, you'd met the parents several times.
Yeah, and had conversations with them. Limited conversations, but conversations. And the other part that's, I think, really significant is the kids talked about me constantly. I have all kinds of text messages and emails where Wendy's mentioning the kids are down in South Florida talking about me.
Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence, States 141.
An objection.
Can I sit down, please?
No objection.
Six, 141 is admitted at this time.
Okay, I want to draw your attention next to a disagreement that occurred with Wendy Adelson on June 29th of 2014. Do you recall that incident?
I do.
Okay. And at that time, did you confront Wendy about some suspicions you had that she was seeing other men?
Yeah, that was part of it. That was the main part of the disagreement. I also had spent the last 2 or 3 months concerned that she seemed to be stringing me along.
Where did the fight occur?
The fight occurred in Gainesville.
Okay, and I say fight. It was a verbal disagreement.
It was a verbal disagreement, and argument's not even the right word. We just exchanged words, yeah.
Okay, and did that exchange of words lead to an awkward drive together back to Tallahassee?
It did, a very awkward drive back to Tallahassee.
And that was?
That's the morning of 20, it's the 29th or 30th. It's the 30th, the morning of the 30th.
Morning of June 30th.
Yes.
Okay. And after you parted ways, once you returned back to Tallahassee on the 30th, what was the status of your relationship over the next couple weeks?
Yeah. Well, we left that, when I left on the 30th, when he was clear that it wasn't over, but it wasn't great that we'd had this exchange either. So over the next couple weeks, we had phone calls, text messages, video chats with the kids. My take was, seems like it's probably going to be okay, but I didn't know for sure. It did string the relationship out another couple weeks when it easily could have ended.
When was the next time you saw her in person?
July 13th.
All right, so about, I guess that's the Sunday before the murder, is that right?
That's correct.
And where did you see her?
We went to dinner and a movie. I picked her up at her house at Aqua Ridge. We went to dinner and a movie and then returned there.
Okay, well, we're on the topic of Aqua Ridge. I'm going to approach and show you what's been introduced in the evidence. All right, we'll circle back to Aqua Ridge. So we're on the disagreement, didn't see her for a while, saw her on July 13th. And you were at her residence. What was the plan for that evening?
I didn't know. It was just to spend time together and maybe talk about the relationship some, but we were conversing. We had conversations.
Were the kids there that night?
They were not.
Okay. So it was just the two of you at the residence?
Just the two of us.
All right. And did the subject of relocation come up?
Yes.
In what context?
It came up in the context of whenever Wendy got back from Miami, she was always very upset about the fact that the relocation had previously been denied. I mean, it had been legally denied, but she wasn't over it. It was a constant refrain about how much she hated Tallahassee. So we're talking about the future of a relationship, and I'm asking, are you going to be here? Because with the constant complaining about how hard it was on her parents to transport the kids and just the constant complaining, just thinking, is she even going to be here? Is it worth trying to push forward in a relationship? And she said the only way that I'd ever relocate is if something would have to happen to Danny.
Subject to the same ruling at sidebar. The objection is overruled, pending the other matters that do have to be addressed. You may continue, Ms. Kaplan.
Please repeat your answer.
Yeah, the only way she'd ever be able to relocate is if something happened to Danny, was the first statement.
Okay, and did she mention anything further about something happening to Danny?
Can I give the context before the next?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was getting a little tired of this whole drama around the relocation. And so I pushed back on Wendy a little bit and said, like, you're going to have to kind of make your peace with this. You're going to have to take some responsibility for this. You're linked to Dan Markell for life. Kind of challenged her a little bit. And she said, well, can I tell you something confidentially? And I said, sure. And she said, last summer...
Can I repeat the same objection or same court's ruling?
Same ruling remains. The objection is overruled. You may continue with your answer.
Can I tell you something? After I challenge her, can I tell you something in confidence? Sure. Last summer, my brother looked into all options possible to take care of the Danny Markell problem, including hiring a hitman, and it would cost about $15,000.
Okay, and when she referred to her brother, she's got two of those, right?
She said Charlie.
Okay. And when she said Charlie looked into hiring a hitman, are you familiar with Charlie's joke? I looked into hiring a hitman, but got you a TV as a divorce present because it was cheaper.
Yeah, Wendy told me that joke a couple of times. This was not that joke.
Okay, so this was something different.
Yeah, the joke was said with levity. It's a dark joke, but this I found chilling. I found disturbing. It made my stomach flip. It kind of took me aback. It was, she was dead serious. Okay. When she said this, and she'd asked to tell me in confidence, which you don't do before you tell a joke.
Okay. So I want to take you to the next day then. So we're at July 14th, the Monday before the murder.
Yes.
Did you see Wendy Adelson on that date?
Yes. We had contact throughout the day trying to arrange some kind of date. It kind of ebbed and flowed. But she was real enthusiastic about seeing me at one point, and then in like mid-afternoon, let's just meet at yoga is what was decided. So we went to yoga.
Okay, what happened after yoga?
Well, I was wondering why we were at yoga, because when he was being very strange, I felt like the relationship was over. She wasn't feeling well. I'm not a big yoga guy, so I didn't understand why we were at yoga for like 80 minutes, you know, stretching. But then when we left yoga, we'd barely spoken. I was just getting a vibe that this is over. Tried to talk about the relationship. Didn't go very well. It was pretty clear to me. My internal thoughts were like, well, you know, this is over. And she didn't want to spend time with me the rest of the week. So I just put my hands up like this. I remember this vividly and just turned around and walked away.
Where were you when that was happening?
We're in the parking lot of Journey's Yoga over by Winn-Dixie.
Okay, so you have your two respective vehicles there. And
yes.
You're parting ways.
Yes.
Okay, what happens as you walk away?
Get about 10, 15 feet away from her, and she calls after me. Mm-hmm. I turn around, and she had a series of detailed questions about what I would be doing on Friday. I had a trip to Tennessee planned, and she wanted to know if I was going on that trip. And she wanted to know what route I would be taking. And if I didn't go on the trip, why wouldn't I go on the trip? And I answer the questions as best I could, but I was confused why at that moment she wanted to know the details of what I was doing on Friday when she expressly didn't want to spend time with me on Friday.
Okay, and we now know that Dan Markell was murdered on Friday.
Yes.
Right? If you had taken the trip as planned, which is as you reported to Wendy that day, what would your route have been?
I would have left my house at about 11 a.m., which Wendy knew. I'd related my plan to her earlier in the relationship. Needed to get to Atlanta for dinner and was worried about traffic and stuff like that. So I would have left at 11, and I would have driven down. I would have got to Capitol Circle in Thomasville, which is close enough to Danny's house that it kind of gave me the creeps. It was kind of weird. Yeah.
Okay. So physically, you're saying you might have been sort of consistent with how the killers fled town.
Yeah.
Okay. And after this yoga date and the discussion of your travel plans, did you get an email from Wendy?
I did.
I'm going to publish what's been introduced into evidence of states GG. Sorry, 64GG. Is this the email she sent you after the yoga date?
Yes.
All right, so she's... Is she breaking up with you? Is that clear?
No, she's asking... Well, I consider that, based on our interaction, I thought this is over. I had told one if she wanted to break up with me, she doesn't like confrontation, just send me an email or text. She sends me this, which strings everything out for another week. So she's not breaking up. She's, I mean, functionally, that's realistically, I'm not dumb. I'm thinking we're over. But she's asking for another week, which brings it to the 21st of July. And I was puzzled. I wondered what in the world is going to happen July 21st. But I just didn't respond because she asked for no contact.
All right. So she wants to have no contact for a week.
Right.
Okay. I was able to find that photo I was looking for earlier, 86A. I can show you that. You recognize 86A?
Yeah, that's Wendy's, Adelson's residence on Aqua Ridge, and that's what I looked like when we were dating.
Okay. Move into evidence 86A.
Give me a objection. There you are. 86A is admitted at this time.
May I publish?
You may.
All right, so I blurred the boys' faces, but this is how the residents at Aqua Ridge appeared?
Yes.
And the kids' art that's shown on the wall here, was that present during the time that you were dating Wendy Adelson?
Yes.
Was it something that, like, you know, art would come down, other art would go up, or was it pretty fixed?
It was, maybe some art would get added, but I never saw any come down until July 14th. July 13th.
July 13th, you noticed that the art had been taken down?
We walked into the kitchen, and then Wendy was pulling art off the wall, the only time I'd ever seen her do that.
Okay. And I want to ask you about, I've nicknamed it the celebration dinner. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell the jury about that, please?
Yeah.
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for hearsay. Understand the court's prior rule.
Objection is overruled.
Wendy and I reestablished phone contact about 10 days after the murder. She called me. And then we had a couple, three or four phone calls. In one of them, she related that her and Charlie had gone to what Charlie called a celebration dinner. And at that dinner, Charlie said something to her. She didn't specify what it was, and she spontaneously vomited all over the table.
Okay. Are you aware, sir, that you were suggested as a potential suspect in
Yes.
this murder? Where were you when Dan Markell was murdered?
I was in Tennessee because I had left on my trip the night before.
So rather you changed than this, your plan?
I changed my plans at the last minute.
All right, and you provided law enforcement with some receipts and things to prove that you were in Tennessee at the time?
All that, and I got a flat tire, so I ended up getting videotaped at a Kmart, and I know the TPD used that to exclude me with the timestamp on the surveillance footage.
May I have one moment, Your Honor?
Sure, come on.
At some point, did you learn that the killers came to Tallahassee in June, not just in July?
Yes, when the arrests were made and the documents were released, I learned that, yes.
And did you put together some facts about your travel plans that day that could have potentially made you a suspect on that trip as well if the murder had happened as
Yeah, that Friday, I was scheduled to go to a business trip in Gainesville, leaving at 11 a.m., so... Two times in 2014, I leave town on a trip by myself in my car, and both times hitmen are in town trying to kill Danny Markell, one successfully, obviously.
Are you familiar with the type of vehicle that was originally rented by the killers in June to make that June trip?
I am.
Okay. And was that significant to you?
Yeah, I mean, this is long after this all happened. This is, I'm learning this from court proceedings in 2016. But when I heard they rented a gray Altima initially, I had a 2004 Nissan Sentra. That freaked me out because that's about as close as you were going to get to my car on the rental market.
I'm going to show you what I've marked as State's Demonstrative Exhibit G. You recognize this exhibit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is this the make and model of the, it's not the actual rental car, but the make and model of the rental car compared to the make and model of your vehicle?
Yeah, my car's right on top. That looks just like the car I had at the time.
Permission to publish G, Your Honor?
You may.
I have one more moment to confer, please. No further questions, Judge.
Cross-examination.
Yes, Your Honor, just a moment.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.